You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a lot of stuff to do today because we are going to go live to Berea. We are expecting to hear from some of the players in the noon hour. Deshaun Watson. We should hear from Kevin Stefanski at some point. Even we'll talk some NBA much later in the show when we bring in Danny Green, former Cavalier. He's our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, so he should join us somewhere, hopefully in the 1 o'clock hour. But we are going to just kind of roll with the punches here as we kind of, you know, we see what we've got, and we'll see what players are speaking today. Hopefully, we will hear from Deshaun Watson though in the noon hour. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say, especially as far as, you know, just kind of bouncing back and how the surgery is and how he feels and,
yeah,
you know, how much confidence he even has in himself.
He's going to tell us he plans to be ready for the start of the season.
It's right? Fine with me. Right. Let's just hope he's there.
Right. I just wonder. I don't expect to hear anything but that. If we do, that's huge. That's huge news. But I expect that's what we'll hear.
Jeff, when we look at the NBA playoffs, and we've been talking about that for a good part of the morning, if you want to hop in, 216-474-0092, and I look at the Cavaliers roster and I look at the Orlando roster, there's one thing that kind of stands out to me, and it's playoff experience. Last year, I think the Cavaliers looked very, very young in the playoffs. This year, at least they have that series under their belt for the guys that was their first series last year against the Knicks to understand that the playoffs are just a different beast. It's not the regular season. It's the same team at least four games in a row. It's making adjustments, and it's all minor adjustments that make a difference in some of these games, especially when they're close. I see the Cavaliers have, you know, a lot of experience here, and then I look at Orlando, and I'm like, oh, maybe this is a huge advantage for the Cavaliers. I don't know if it's huge or not, and I know we've been kind of wondering what impact it'll have on the series.
You tell me if the answer to this question is experience and just being there in and of itself an advantage, or do you have to have success in the playoffs for it to be an advantage? And I say that because of this. I went through and the Cavs starters, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Max Strus, have been in a combined, and now some of them overlap, obviously, Jared Allen, you know, Darius Garland, they were in the same series last year against the Knicks, right? Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell, same thing. Evan Mobley, same thing. We know the deal. They've been in a combined 21 playoff series, the Cavs starters. Their record in those playoff series is 7-14.
Ooh.
So they've not had overwhelming success. And games won and lost by the starters in which they've played in the playoffs, they have a record of 46 wins and 65 losses.
So they know how to get there. They don't know how to win.
Well, they haven't yet. Jared Allen in his career, 0-3 in playoff series. He hasn't won one. Darius Garland and Evan Mobley have been in one. It was last year against the Knicks. They didn't win it.
Let me ask you a question. Again, how many wins do they have? Is that what you're – did you have wins?
Seven. Donovan Mitchell is 2-6 in playoff series.
And this is just starters, right?
Well, I've got the reserves, too. The reserves are better.
I would hope so, because I had one thought in my mind while you're doing this.
So. Nice.
There was one guy I had in mind that I was like, man, he should probably mess up all the numbers.
So. Max Strus is 5-3 in playoff series. Why? He was with Miami for 3 years, and they went to the finals last year. Mm-hmm. That really helped.
That goes back to my
thought. And he has a winning record in the playoffs, and that's because he was in Miami and they did well. 24-19 max in playoff games in which he's played.
Okay.
So he kind of skews it for the starters. Take him out of it, man, they're a mess. You know, without Max Strus, the Cavs would be 2-11 in playoff series for their starters.
Ugh.
Okay, but Max comes in.
Okay.
I will still make the contention that even being in the playoffs and losing is an advantage because you know the situation, you have a feel for the game, you have a feel for the action, you know what type of intensity it takes to win in the playoffs, even though the Cavs haven't been successful there. Bench-wise, they have a couple of guys who have been pretty good. Tristan Thompson's the main guy.
He was the guy that was going to skew the numbers.
So. Tristan in playoff series, thank you, LeBron, is 14-6. And he's played in 94 playoff games. Record of 57-37 for Tristan in playoff games. So he's been very successful. Very successful. Damian Jones has been successful. Well, he was with Golden State, 11-1, 5-1 in playoff series. And Sam Merrill is 4-0. Why? Because he was on the Milwaukee team that won the championship, even though he played only a total of 29 minutes in the playoffs. So Sam watched it, went through the practices, knows how to get ready for it and all that. And Morris has been okay, 6-6. But Caris LeVert has never won a playoff series. He's one of your key guys off the bench. He's 0-3. Isaac Okoro, 0-1. I still think it's important, Andy, that you have that experience. And I do think it's an edge for the Cavaliers over the Magic. J.B. Bickerstaff's only had two playoff series. He lost them both 4-1. Last year, I think he caught a lot of grief. I don't think he could catch grief for the first one. He was with a Houston team. They kind of overachieved to make the playoffs.
Sure.
They lost to Golden State.
Yeah.
And Golden State made the finals.
Sure.
But J.B.'s record as a playoff coach is 2-8.
That's in games coached. Yeah.
2-8.
I can look at last year's series against the Knicks, and I think I get knowledge out of that. The Houston stuff doesn't phase me.
No, like, they played Golden State, you know, yeah, right in the middle of their heyday. I think that the Cavs do have an edge in experience, even though they've not been overly successful in playoff series.
I think it can't hurt at all. It's kind of like when, you know, you interview a kid who's in high school and then their first game in college, you're like, hey, what was it like? And what do they always say?
Mm-hmm.
What are they, you know,
it was moving too fast for me.
And then all of a sudden they go from college.
Down.
Yep. And then they're done with college career or minor league career. And now they're playing in the big times.
Yep.
And they say what?
Boy, the game was fast.
The game was fast.
Yeah.
And the playoffs, I think, still have that same kind of speed, but I just think the stakes are so much higher that you get into the intensity factor, and that I think sometimes coaches overthink when they get to the playoffs, and that every second is precious in those things, and that you either can embrace that or you just kind of have to go with the flow.
I don't know if it's even fair to ask this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Donovan Mitchell has not made it past the second round of the playoffs. He's been in the playoffs 6 times. He's made it out of the first round 2 of those 6 times. Is that him? Or is it the teams that he's been on and the circumstances involved? I can't imagine that it's him.
I'm gonna add,
I think he's too good to say it's him.
Jeff, how many guys can truly carry a team from series to series on their back that you've even seen in your lifetime?
Exactly why I can't say that Donovan Mitchell. However, you gave up so much, Andy, because you thought he was that guy. You know what I mean? That's the catch here with Donovan.
Yeah, but
you gave up all of that because you thought he was the guy who was going to lead you somewhere.
This isn't LeBron 07 Pistons.
Well, of course right? It's not.
I mean, I can't remember a time where I've single-handedly watched a guy
but that
put a
goes
team
back,
on his back and
but that goes back to playoffs. Then did you give up too much for a guy who might not be that guy? And you could make the argument that the Hawks did the same thing and that the Timberwolves did the same thing with Rudy Gobert, except they're sitting third right now in the playoff seedings, and they've looked pretty good.
Remember how easy it was when you're like, oh, let's go get Kyle Korver. He can shoot threes. That's the only problem we have. Seems like a long time ago.
Well, that helped, but he didn't win with him.
No, but I'm just saying, like, those were our problems, remember? Like, one or two guys to kind of fill into a spot.
Well, that's what they kind of tried to do this year with Max Strus and George Niang.
Yeah, it didn't work. Did it?
Well, we don't know yet.
You're right. We don't know. We did see points where it did work. I'll backtrack a little.
We don't know yet.
Andy's in North Homestead. Hi, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Jeffrey, Andy, how's it going?
Great.
We are good. Ready for the playoffs.
Hey, you got it. Hey, I think I got the Cavs in 6 or 7, and it's because of hopefully a healthy Donovan Mitchell. I think he's the difference. But what I want to talk about today, Jeff, I've heard you say before you love to be an NBA GM, and I think you'd be a really good one.
Huh.
Okay, so I'm going to interview you now, Jeff. You got to answer one question to continue the interview. Are you ready?
I could probably give you the answer better than he is, but keep going.
Andy,
of course. 37 first-round picks from Moses Brown.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, but here we go, because I'm just going to bring Kobe Altman into this interview as well. Okay?
Oh, here we go. Okay,
Jeff, as a GM, my GM, how much would you value positional size and length? How important is that box to check when you draft and or trade for players?
It's one of the biggest factors.
Okay, so.
Do I get the job?
But Jeff, now listen, I'm going to have to convince everybody of this. It's all about roster construction, and it's about your template for what you want your team to be.
Without question.
I can't help it. You guys have got to listen to this, okay?
Okay.
In 2018, his first pick was Colin Sexton, a 6'1" and a shooting guard. Let's be honest. He wasn't a point guard. We didn't extend him. He admitted a mistake. Now, let's fast forward a year
although
later.
I don't know if it was a mistake. Andy, the only guy afterwards and they missed was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, no, Jeff. Mikal Bridges went right after we picked 2. He's pretty good.
All right. I'll give you that.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Hey, anyway, now, Jeff, let's just say Sexton pans out. I like Colin, okay? They just didn't want to pay him 15 to 18
player.
Or whatever it was.
He's a good
Jeff,
player.
Here we go now. I want you to follow me. It's hard for me to evaluate a player I never saw. So let's talk about next year with Darius Garland. He played, I think, 1 or 2 games at Vanderbilt. He's 6'1", okay?
Yep.
Let me ask you something. Who would have been a better running mate with Colin Sexton? Because he's your second lottery pick. Would you choose Darius Garland? Or would you choose a guy who went right after he picked, 6'4", legitimate, fastest player maybe in the NBA baseline to baseline, Kobe White? Who's a better running mate with Colin Sexton? If it's your decision,
Kobe
on
a
the
while
board.
To find it, but I get it. Andy, I'm with you. When they took Darius after taking Colin, I thought you just took another 6'1" guard who needs the ball.
But then you made
a big trade, and what did you bring in? Another 6'1" guard who needs the ball.
And, Jeff, I'm not finished, okay? Now let's go to the next year. Hey, I love Isaac. I love his effort. Oh, by the way, we haven't extended him yet because they have major concerns, and they should be, because in college at Auburn, he didn't show a lick of offense. But, you know, I thought he'd be a first-round pick. But, I mean, number 5 in the draft, okay? If you're going to let mock drafts sway the way you draft, and you shouldn't be a scout or a GM of an NBA team. If you watch Tyrese Halliburton play at Iowa State for a couple of years.
Andy, you're making me sick now.
Yeah. No, Jeff, hey, you got to follow me.
Andy, last point, because I got to go here.
We got to go. Quick.
Oh, you guys. Okay, but I was going to get to the Abaji Tyrese and another.
All right, we'll do that another time. Andy, thank you. We appreciate the knowledge. It's good stuff. Andy in North
Homestead. You can go back and look at drafts, and we've done it.
Yeah.
And there are guys I would have taken that weren't the guys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay,
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
216-474-0092. I want to talk Guardians too when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.